We will feel those vibrations. Now it's the time for traffic control. And so we'll have a few moments of meditation so everyone can practice to be concentrated in the thought that I am a bright, shining soul who has incarnated into this body. Baba incarnates, and in the same way we also. In the subject of yoga,
perfection पाने के लिए,
in order to attain perfection,
अपने योग के आनंद को बहुत बढ़ाने के लिए,
and to intensify the experience of bliss in yoga,
बुद्धि को स्थिर करना,
we have to hold the intellect stable and concentrated. This is the very important practice. We
do
have the power of visualization so that only Shri Baba is visible, and for some time we hold the intellect focused in that form through which the mind experiences bliss. Today the same Baba with whom we have yoga in Paramdham, he will be sitting in front of us. The meeting with the Supreme Being, and you need to feel that the one who is in front of you, the Almighty, the ocean of knowledge, and we will take good vibrations from him. So we have to visualize his form and look at that. He is the all-powerful one, and when he comes and sits in front of us in Dadi's body, his vibrations and his powers will start spreading in all directions, first in this hall, and then wherever Baba's children are watching or listening through the internet, the vibrations will be reaching there also. He is the sun of knowledge, and his vibrations do spread throughout the world. However, the souls who can focus themselves on him, they will be able to experience his vibrations. Now, the special topic of this class is to make our mind into a temple. So we're going to have a meditation practice on this subject. So first of all, only the All-Powerful One is visible. So through our third eye, let us go to the soul world. So the Supreme Being is shining in Paramdham, the great light. And the blissful rays of his power fill the soul world. The rays of the Almighty are reaching here on this earth, and I am absorbing them into myself. We have to make each home into a temple. Baba has come to make this whole world into a living temple. And so we prepare this by making each home into a home. The first practice that we will be doing again, I, the soul, have incarnated into this body along with Baba. Everyone should feel that I have come into this body, but I am quite separate and distinct from it, just as Baba comes. Initially he used to come in Brahma Baba's body, and it was very, very different. He says, I stay in this body as if I am not there. So let us go into this good feeling, and in a thought, I have incarnated into this body on this earth to establish peace, and this is why, if we stay in this good feeling, any kind of disturbance in this world cannot affect us. Other people, about words or incorrect behavior or insulting words, I will not take them on because I am here to establish peace on this world. So our main work is to make this aim that Baba has brought us on this earth along with himself. And these things are mentioned in the scriptures that when Ram was here incarnated, he called lots of gods and goddesses and said, you also come to the earth to help Ram. In the same way, in order to help Baba, we have incarnated on this earth. So in order to make our work successful, Baba has given us powers, and so let us accept the complete power of Baba is with me, and I am here to establish peace on this earth. Of course, disturbance is increasing on this earth, and the time of destruction is coming closer, and this is because of human sin, and so this world is falling into great disturbance. So we have to give the vibrations of peace in our, from our home. So we'll go and have another practice. So sit on the throne of your forehead. I am the shining point of light, present in this little hut of my forehead. I am a master bestower of peace. I am a treasure of peace. I am filled with the power of peace. And I have come on this earth in this body as an incarnation. I'm using this body, seeing through these eyes. Through the eye of the intellect, I see Baba in the soul world as the ocean of peace. And the rays of peace radiate from him in all directions. And these rays are reaching me and filling me. I am filled with these rays of happiness and peace that are reaching me from above. And I'm filled and absorbed in that complete peace. And now from myself the rays of peace are radiating everywhere from my whole self, from my eyes, from my forehead. The rays of peace and vibrations of peace are spreading in all directions. In your homes and in your offices, or any place where you are doing your work, in your centers, in this way you can spread vibrations of peace, and many souls can experience the power of peace, and their disturbances will be far away. This is a very important service that we must do. So the thought of today, on this day of the beautiful day of meeting Baba, in any circumstances, I must not allow myself to become disturbed. Always keep your peace, and then Baba will be able to use us. And the first practice is to make our home into a temple. Baba is teaching us something very beautiful. To make your home, or to consider your home as Baba's yagya, you are sitting here and you are bringing changes into your thoughts that my home is actually Baba's yagya. This is a very beautiful attitude of surrender. You know that there was the big disturbance in Japan, and you're going to be seeing this movie as to what the condition was. And this condition of Japan is going to be happening throughout the world, and there will be great distress throughout the world. Nobody knows what to do in such a situation. It is only godly power which is able to give peace to many souls and give them support, help them to be free from their bodies. This is a very dangerous earthquake in which many people were crushed, not very many were able to be brought out of their buried condition. And so it is through the vibrations of our peace and our yoga which can help them to become free from their bodies. And so while sitting here, give your thoughts that our home is Baba's yagya, and we are the servers of this yagya. These are very beautiful sayings of Baba. Baba used to say, and also in Sakar and in Avyakta form, those children who consider their home to be Baba's yagya, they will be eating always Brahma Bhojan. And their treasure store and kitchen will always be full. This is a very good method, a divine means to become free from the consciousness of I, and fill your life with divinity. This home is not mine, this is Baba's yagya, and I am dwelling within Baba's yagya. And so,
to make your home Baba Vyagya
means you are eating Brahma Bhojan and you are protected under Baba's eye. You say to Baba, everything is yours. This attitude of surrender creates a lot of benefit.
मन से अगर हमने कर दिया सब कुछ तेरा तो बाबा तुरंत
everything is yours and Baba will immediately accept that and at the time of destruction nothing of ours will be destroyed everything will have been transferred
बाबा ने स्वीकार
because Baba would have accepted everything of ours
और सब कुछ बाबा का यज्ञ है
so it is an attitude of surrender everything is Baba's yajna
समर्पित भाव करें बाबा को सब कुछ अर्पित कर दें
you surrender everything to Baba including your home
सभी अपने अपने घर को सामने लाएं
so everyone should think of their home
संकल्प कर दें
and give the thought
ये घर मेरा नहीं
Home is not mine.
Baba ka yagya.
This is Baba's yagya.
Hamari palna.
Our sustenance
Baba ke yagya se ho rahi
hai. Is happening from Baba's yagya.
Bahut achhi feeling de rahe.
And so you get a very good feeling.
Sab kuch tera.
Baba, everything is yours. Everything is surrendered to Baba.
Baba se baatein karein.
Keep talking to Baba.
Main tumhara.
Baba, I am yours.
To Baba ki awaaz aayegi.
And you will hear the sound of Baba's voice, the child, I am yours.
Hum kahein.
We say,
Mera sab kuch tera.
Everything of mine is yours.
Baba kehta hai, bachche.
And Baba says, Child,
Mera sab kuch tera.
Everything of mine is yours.
Sukshma lok mein dekhen.
You can see in the subtle regions.
Le chale apne ko sukshma lok mein akash ke pare.
Beyond the sky.
सामने बाप दादा
यू विल सी बाप दादाज एंजेलिक फॉर्म
संकल्प करते मेरा सब कुछ तेरा
एंड हैव द थॉट दैट एवरीथिंग ऑफ माइन इज योर्स बाबा एक्सेप्ट इट
देखो बाबा मुस्कुरा रहे हैं
यू कैन सी दैट बाबा इज स्माइलिंग
और बाबा ने अपनी हजार भुजाएं हमारे सिर के ऊपर फैला दी
एंड ऑल द थाउजेंड आर्म्स ऑफ बाबा आर अपॉन आवर हेड्स
बाबा बोल रहे हैं बच्चे
बाबा सेज चाइल्ड
मैं हजार भुजाओं सहित तुम्हारे साथ हूँ
आई एज वेल एज माई थाउजेंड आर्म्स आर ऑल विथ यू यू आर नॉट अलोन Practice.
कुछ दिन तक आप कर लें
यू कैन कंटिन्यू फॉर सम डेज
ये संकल्प अंतर्मन में समा जाए
emerged in your mind
मेरा घर
my home is Baba's yagya you'll experience that Baba takes care of you very well and you will feel
Baba हमारी पालना कर रहे हैं
Baba is sustaining us
Baba हमारी सुरक्षा कर रहे हैं
Baba is protecting us
सिद्धांत बना लें
and it becomes
जब भी कोई बात
in your life
भारी करे
that when anything makes your mind heavy in your life There are things in life that arise, concerns about your children or family, or your work, or when you don't understand what's happening, you surrender those situations to Baba with perfect trust, and you see what Baba will do. You'll experience a feeling of happiness, and all this sense of ease will be with us. Today Baba is coming specially on the occasion of Holi. And Baba will tell us very beautiful things. And especially those who have come for the first time, one meaning of holy, which is an English word, means pure. Of course, Baba likes purity the best. The 8 and the 108 are that because of their complete purity, the experience of meeting God is blissful, and they experience ease and simplicity. All the beneficial qualities are based on purity. So those who have come here for the first time will hear Baba's words. He is the purifier of the impure, the almighty authority, the ocean of purity. And once we have given our pure words, we cannot take it back. In Baba's work and in our lives, this purity makes us free from obstacles. It is light for this world. Purity is power for the elements of matter. The elements of matter are showing their dangerous form. And if there are many souls who are in purity, if they help to make the elements of matter pure and peaceful and full of happiness, so purity is the decoration of our life. When we move forward in Gyan, Baba has made it clear in the Muralis that from celibacy all the way through to our thoughts and dreams, we have to remain free from any kind of waste, so that even the slightest impurity should not be there. Even there shouldn't be any laziness or carelessness, because that is also impurity. The seed of anybody's troubles in life is impurity. This is the beautiful festival of Holi, and so it is there to help us to move our constant and total purity forward. And we can see that Baba is helping us with this. Because of our purity, our service develops very well. So let us have a practice. Give yourself a thought. I am the angel of purity. I am filled with the fragrance of purity. I am filled with the light of purity. I am sitting on the lotus pose. Each organ is spreading white light of purity.
Paramdham mein pavitrata ke sagar baba.
Paramdham, hold your intellect stable on Baba, the ocean of purity. The white rays of purity are spreading everywhere. And these rays of purity are reaching down here and filling me. White light rays are raining down upon us. I have this thought that from today we will remain in complete purity and peace and move forward steadily. Once we have given this promise, we will not take it back. The second meaning of holy is past is past. So there is another practice I would like to share with you. It's a very beautiful thing. Whatever has gone into the past, you don't have the power, nobody has the power to change it. It's good, the wanted it, wanted to, he could change the past, but even he would not do that. And so it is a proof of our life that we do not have any jurisdiction over the past. We cannot change the past. So we have to accept it and make our memory track completely peaceful. Every brother and sister should remember this. Nothing can be changed. And we have to accept everything. And when you do that, your memory track becomes very light. Otherwise, the effect of the past is making the present embittered. There is a lot of heaviness from the past which doesn't allow us to experience divine happiness and disturbs our present and also our future. And so sitting here, we have to have this commitment that whatever has taken place in the past, we will become free from its effect. You must lighten up your memory, and if anybody has done something bad to you, anybody has disturbed your reputation or said bad things to you, it is by the power of your truth that you lighten it. One very beautiful thing to remember is that we are now in the end of the Iron Age. And many of you have heard that at the end of Kali Yuga we are like swans, and we have to manage all the difficulties of bad places and people. But we will not be influenced by this. But having faith in the power of our truth, we will make our stage firm and unshakable. People cannot destroy truth. There is a lot of power in truth. And people can suppress it, they can hide it, they can try to reverse it, but they cannot destroy it, because the sun of truth arises and the clouds of falsehood are dispelled, and so do not be heavy, but stay light and take the happiness of this divine meeting. Now we will all have thoughts, and we will prepare ourselves to go to another state. Now who is coming to meet us? The one who is going to come, that we call God, who is the almighty authority, who is the seed of this world, and why is he coming to meet us? Because we are the great souls selected by him, who have become the favored deities, those who are the stars shining on this earth. And so hold yourself steady in this thought that today this is a meeting of great souls with the Supreme Soul. You may have heard this before, but I'm telling you again. In the caves of the Himalayas, if any great yogi would get a vision of this beautiful scene of this hall, and you know that people do this, and I have even heard that there are some great souls, sannyasis, have heard that God himself comes to see you, and we have seen it from the Himalayas. So, if any great Mahatma would see this scene, that the selected 18,000 great souls are sitting together in one hall, and in the midst of them the great light whom they wish to have visions of, he is incarnating, they would feel that their life is very great, and that their tapasya has created its fruit, and they take the great bliss of this. So Baba from now is getting ready to come. We are all drawing him here with our thoughts. We are welcoming him into this gathering. Come, Supreme Soul, come into our beautiful gathering. We are welcoming Baba. We are inviting Baba to come from Paramdham down here.
Hey, pyar ke sagar,
O ocean of love, Almighty authority. With a lot of love, we are invoking you to come in this divine gathering. You are welcome. Please come amongst us.
Shiva Baba
starts to come down, and his bright rays fill everywhere with light as he comes down, and you take the happiness of seeing that the great light is coming down. He has come into the subtle region and incarnated into the body of Brahma, and now both of them are coming down. Absolute divine angel, and the bright rays are spreading everywhere, and they are coming from the subtle regions to the sky, and they are now in front of us. Baba is giving us drishti, and each and everyone is seeing Bap Dada in front of them. He is giving drishti.
And
Baba has placed his hand of blessing on my head. And he said, children, be the embodiment of success. By Baba's hand, all the dark clouds of your life are being dispelled, and the way to success is open. Accept it from your heart. Baba has placed his hand on your head and given you the blessing of success. In our midst, Dadi Gulzar will come. She will offer bhog to Baba. And in this way, for 5-7 minutes, the song will play, and we will invite Baba. We will fly up above. We will invite Baba. And we will see how he comes down. And we will take this blessing of success, where all the dark clouds in our lives will disappear. Baba will come in our midst. There will be white light. Baba will give drishti. And I wish to tell everyone, and you will experience beautiful feelings. And Baba has come in our midst, whom we have been remembering from many verses, sitting in front of us. We have been thirsting for him. We are now seeing him with our eyes. We have been doing tapasya, and we wish to experience him. The form of Baba will come clearly through the forehead of Dadi, and you will see that the sun of knowledge and the light from that sun is spreading in all directions, not just only where his drishti is going, but in the entire whole. So our intellect is the third eye, it is our eye. Hold yourself stable in the form of Baba and you will feel the complete vibrations and his complete purity is merged in me. It will be a very good experience and you will feel in your mind these things and Baba's form is what you're concentrated on, and then Baba will tell the Murli. The Murli is itself blessings. Everyone will take bliss
that
God himself is talking with me,
and
all the brothers and sisters are sitting in this gathering, that feeling there's only me and Baba, nothing else is visible. You'll see in this gathering there will be only me and Baba, and his rays of light will be coming to me. You will feel this happiness as you listen to the Murli. You will take the bliss of the Murli and you will hold your intellect stable on the form of Baba, and you will take vibrations.
And
today Baba is coming in relation to the festival of Holi, and Baba gives very beautiful description on Holi.
And human practice,
and this is also the very beautiful form of our service of the mind. I am the master, almighty authority, and I am spreading the rainbow colors from the fringe of my mind in all people around. Baba is constantly spreading these colors on everyone. Baba will say Holi, Baba will meet the daddies and eat
folk.
And for this, everyone does get the feeling to go up on stage, and you know how far the syringes will ascend the colors, but actually the power of Dadi will be, Baba will be reaching all of us through the thoughts. And whatever is going on stage, you take the bliss of seeing that. In our Bharat, there's the famous scenes of Krishna playing Holi with his gopis and gopis, and we will see that scene again. And wherever you're sitting, you will experience great bliss of seeing this, and seeing how fortunate you are to see God himself playing Holi with the gopis and gopis. So this is our meeting, and our first of many births is being fulfilled. Today is my meeting,
and
my next two ages will be memorialized in bhakti. So we surrender all of our weaknesses to Baba. We would take blessings from Baba, and we will have a very beautiful and blissful meeting. So let us once again remember Baba as the last song plays.
So
merge in the love of Baba, who has sustained us with a lot of love. Forget everything and see up above the multi-colored rays of all the powers. This is like a colorful fountain of powers is showering on me. I, the soul, am getting filled with powers.